Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are once again doing the Auto Talk Radio thing on Saturday morning. So, very good stuff. Brendan, you left the studio door propped open. I can hardly see you. You're just a sliver in the window now. So, all good. Hey, folks, we do appreciate you joining us here for Auto Talk Radio this morning. Like me and Brendan were talking about, it's been an extremely crazy busy week. All kinds of stuff going on out there, not just automotive related. Some of it is politically rated or overrated, as we all watch the stuff going on. The good news is cars aren't too political, except for the fact that they're trying to turn them all electric. That's a little political, but we'll skirt around that here and there, and might discuss it a bit today. But a lot going on automotive wise too this week. All kinds of things we're going to talk about, from some cool stuff coming up around. Thanks, Brendan. He came and shut the door. Cool stuff to talk about coming up here for Halloween. One thing I want to do is pass along. The West Automotive Group is proud to be one of the sponsors for the Trunk or Treat. It's a safe family event that's held at the San Diego Auto Museum. October 26th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. All children 12 and under are free, and all parents of costume children 12 and under are free, also free. Kids go trick-or-treating around the museum, finding treats inside and out of cars, and cars will also be in the back lot from different groups that children can visit to get candy from them. They're kind of passing them out of the trunk. That's why they call it Trunk or Treat. The Balboa Park Halloween Spooktacular will be running from 9:30 to 12 outside on the Palisades Plaza also. So, good stuff in front of the museum, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. So, yeah, good stuff. You know, get in there, and the great safe place to take your kids trick-or-treating. I think Brendan's going to take his son there trick-or-treating, hopefully. Brendan dresses up with his son, so they usually have cool costumes, so. We'll see what they're going to be this year, but should be some good stuff. But good car stuff along with good trick-or-treating stuff. All right, folks, remember 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170, as we'll talk anything automotive today for sure, as we're moving on down through the automotive stuff. So remember, Trunk or Treat, it's going to be October 26th. That'll be some good things to get your kids to if you can. So today we are discussing cost versus price on a repair. So this is really important, and had a couple things this week that bring this kind of full circle in that. And it's making sure that getting things done right and properly. We've seen some cars towed in that had been repaired elsewhere that had some issues. That I talked to managers about, technicians, other things have been looked at. So cost versus price, right? Are they the same? No, not necessarily. Sometimes they are, but not necessarily always. So price is what you're quoted on a repair. If you call to get something done, or you're bringing a vehicle in, or the repair is being done, say diagnosis and then a repair, et cetera, That's the price, right? The cost is what gets added to it later if it's not diagnosed right, fixed right the first time, quality parts, has to come back, leaves you on the freeway, you miss a day of work, got to get the car towed, things like that. Now, don't get me wrong. Repairs do fail sometimes. You know, sometimes it's hit spot on and then, you know, the new component or whatever can fail. And that does happen. There's no question. Let's talk to a client that at our Kearney Mesa location said, "Oh, you guys did an amazing job. Unfortunately, this seal failed. Well, and that's why we give warranties. Got them in, got them warrantied down the road, you know. So those things happen to everybody. We, you know, we use the highest quality parts at the West Automotive Group, but you cannot always guarantee that a part won't fail. You can't do that. So that's why we give the nice long nationwide warranties that we give. That way we can peace of mind, get you in, get you taken care of back on the road, you know, if something happens that's related to a repair we did. Does it happen often? No, not very often at all. But does it happen? Absolutely, it does. So, and that's when that warranty and quality facility and all those good things come into play. Very, very important to get you on the road and make sure that you're taken care of as far as that goes. Very, very important stuff there, which all goes in to price on a vehicle and the repair with quality stuff. So I talk to people all the time about different repairs or what's going on. And obviously we all today are very conscientious about our dollars. There's no question about it. But one of my things that you'll often hear me say when you're talking about a certain repair or something, are you truly comparing apples to apples? Or are we comparing apples to oranges? Because there's so much stuff out there and so many different options when it comes to things of quality, non-quality, knows what they're doing, don't know what they're doing, etc. And I have some great examples of that we can talk about as we go along here, that just definitely 110% affect the price that you're quoted and the cost in the end, for sure, as far as that goes. If you are quoted by a quality facility such as the West Automotive Group for some repair, make it simple, brakes, struts, whatever, and then you're quoted by somebody else and it's a lot less or something like that, you know, what you really have to look at is if you're quoted, you'd call another quality facility like us, it's going to be right in the same line because they're using quality parts and master certified technicians and the job's getting done right and it comes with a long warranty. So there's a lot of different items that go into this as far as when it comes to that. You know, you can't get a quality component cheaper than you from one to the other. There may there be a little bit of difference in fluctuation here? Yes, yeah. But when you're looking at something that's majorly different, something's not right. It's not lining up. So I often caution folks about that. And just, you know what, if you're going to check around, make sure that you are comparing apples to apples. And if you do so, then you'll get good information. And also you'll get a quality repair usually, which is super important as far as that goes. Brendan, is Bodie just listening? I don't know what.
Bodie wants to know about car shows, and I'm getting together all the information.
Oh, you are. What's going on this weekend?
Exactly. Yeah. So
there's probably a lot.
There are definitely different car shows, but you know, for the good cause kind, I'm still trying to look for some because I could have sworn I saw one, but I can't seem to find that one again. For some reason. But when I do find one that's for a good cause, of course, I will definitely shout it out again.
Yeah, sure. Brendan's not only our producer, he's our researcher. So the Google master. Do you have a Google box over there?
I do have a Google box.
I got a Google box. Anyway, so we'll be bringing you those car shows, obviously, here shortly, like we do weekly. But we are going to talk about a lot of different repairs and stuff and people's perception and some of the statements that they make as far as that goes. I want to talk a little bit about, I was talking to a gentleman about a transmission and it was funny. It's not funny, but a statement that this person had made was, you know, I listened to you guys on the radio and I brought my car in and then the quote was, like around $7,000 to fix the vehicle. I'm disappointed. I found somebody out of Craigslist that at their house would repair it for $2,000. Well, first off, so when I see these things, I always do the research and I figure things out. You know, he made a statement. He says, "Oh, the dealer said it would be $5,500." Well, actually, the transmission from the dealer alone is $5,500. It's a Honda vehicle, and I called and double-checked. I was like, something's not adding up. This is a perfect apples-to-oranges kind of scenario when you're talking about vehicles and what you're getting. I can tell you this. This is a CVT tranny in this vehicle. The transmission from the dealer alone is over $5,500 for the transmission just to purchase it. That has nothing to do with labor, et cetera. Labor at our rate is $1,700 to replace this transmission. Okay, you can see this is adding up here quickly, obviously. So if you were to take the factory trans at $1,700, and we give the same warranty that Honda does, which is 3 years, 36,000 miles on this tranny installed. So yeah, it's expensive, no question about it. But it's truly what it costs, and it's quality. You compare us to the dealer, to, you know, we're saving you, you know, 10% to 15%. The dealer's a little more expensive. Their labor rate's higher than ours, and that's part of the plug into that. So if we're installing one of these transmissions are very hard to repair as far as that goes. So whoever or whatever did a repair in their garage, comes with no warranty. Nothing nationwide. You think you saved a bunch of money. The tranny's going to be broke down, or it's not going to work properly all the time, or it's not. There's going to be all kinds of issues. So it's just people's perception. And this person stated to me, he said, you guys are taking advantage of us. No, we're actually selling you something that's quality. That's what it comes down to, and that's what it does. And the 3 years, 36,000 mile nationwide warranty comes with this thing. You know that it's installed properly. The cooler's been flushed, the right fluids put in it. So big difference. And this is exactly means cost versus price. And I'll give you a prime example of this. I spoke to a guy one time that had put four transmissions in a vehicle, and he'd been picking them up. He'd buy them, put them in himself, buy them off of places like that, Craigslist, etc. He had so much money wrapped up in this car. We could have done a quality transmission right from the get go, and he would have saved money all in all. Not to mention all the time that is absorbed and taken up whenever this is happening. So once again, the car had multiple issues, multiple times with the transmission. Why? Because each one of these had an issue as far as that goes. So pretty soon you end up with double the money in the car that you needed to pay to have it fixed and to get it fixed right. Plus, like I said, you lose a ton of time. So always something to remember. And we're going to discuss a lot of this through this show. This is pretty much what we're talking about today. But if you have anything else automotive related you'd like to discuss, give us a call here. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back as we're having automotive fun this morning. As always, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about. Do want to remind you that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. Up at 2200 Auto Parkway, AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up in North County for well over 30 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for, I don't know what this thing's doing. Screener. Taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. Taking care of folks over there. AAA approved, smog certified, but taking care of folks over there for over 7 years. And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and star certified. Taking care of folks there for well over 5 years. And, of course, our newest location, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks up there for well over a year now. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees, come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. What that means to us is we'd never recommend a service or repair to your vehicle. We wouldn't recommend to our own family members. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service or repair is all about for sure. And the West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. When you're in, please ask one of my managers or service consultants helping you about getting a West Automotive Group card that you can use over and over again. 6 months no interest on most repairs. And you can, like I said, keep your other cards free and no interest for 6 months. Great way to go. You can also take advantage of our diagnosis for drivability on your vehicle, transmission concerns, coolant, overheating, noises. Get your vehicle in and get diagnosed by us so you get a proper diagnosis. And from there, you will definitely save yourself a lot of money in the long run, which eliminates unwanted parts replacement. We do offer free shuttle rides to from home and work. And there's always a rental partner we work with nearby for a rental vehicle if you need one. You can jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out the Automan segments where I'm the Automan for the CW through a link there. It goes right to our YouTube channel or Auto Talk Radio right there too. You can click on that and see all these where we post them after the show. So good stuff as far as that goes. That's westautomotivegroup.com. But you can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So if you're feeling like shooting me something, send it over. I'll be happy to chat with you about it without question. All right, real quick, let's see what David's got going on. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys?
I'm doing very good this morning. Thanks for asking. How about you?
Yeah, I want to give you a quick shout-out first to Lance Little and the group out there in El Cajon. They're just good people, and he's easy to work with, and we'll work with you. And I just wanted to say thanks for having him out there.
No problem. Yep. No, the team out there does an amazing job, and they've been extremely busy lately. So, but thank you for that, Dave. What else you got going on?
I've got to replace the TPMS in all four tires, and I was wondering what are a couple of good brands to use.
What type of vehicle are we talking about? What year, make, and model?
Yeah, it's a 2011 Ford Fusion. Four-cylinder.
Okay, all right. To be honest with you, a lot of times there is basically the one tire brand, and I was trying to remember off the top of my head, there's quality ones that are made for those. You can replace aftermarket, so there is a good aftermarket source for those. And then, of course, the OEM ones are super good, too. So you got a couple options there. Depends on cost. I think the cost is way down on those now for factory ones. So you might consider that. I don't know, though, off the top of my head. Have you looked at both?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Have you looked at both? Have you looked at replacing them with factory ones versus replacing them with a quality aftermarket one and the cost difference?
Not yet. Right now, the ones that are in there are company name Dill, D-I-L-L.
Okay.
But they're pretty expensive. I was trying to find something a little cheaper.
Are all four of them setting having a problem?
Yeah, two of them are. Oh. Batteries are going.
Okay. Yep. Gotcha. Okay, so they're just worn out. They're the originals then.
I don't know. I bought the car used.
Oh, you did. Okay. Most likely they probably are, unless somebody replaced them because one got damaged or something. Every now and then we see those get replaced because they get damaged during a tire replacement by sometimes. So, all I can tell you on that, and the best thing to do is I don't know, and I'd have to do a little research to see which would be the best option for that vehicle. But as long as it's a quality TPMS sensor, you know, you can't really go wrong. So I would stay away from really cheap ones like you can buy off the internet. Usually those have problems, and you end up having to replace them again anyway. As far as that goes, just a good quality supplier, you can usually get good quality brands of those. There's a lot of different ones out there, to be honest.
Yeah. So is Bose a distributor?
Who?
You said Bose earlier, B-O-S-E?
No. I was just talking about, I was trying to remember the name of one of the aftermarket ones that is extremely good quality, okay. But that's not the name of one, no. So off the top of my head, we go through so many, we deal with so many different things and different manufacturers that, right. That often when you get down to something, you actually have to log in and do the research and take a look and go, oh yeah, these are good ones, those are good ones, you know. So right. It just depends. If you shoot me an email though, I can look up for your car and send you some advice as far as that goes on a brand, if you're looking for a specific brand that's high quality.
Okay. Hey, thank you very much.
No problem, always a pleasure to talk to you, and have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Great question always as far as that goes. So when it comes to parts, once again, put the good part, you know, that's, we're kind of talking cost and price here. You go someplace and have some cheap aftermarket or offshore or non-quality ones put in. Takes quite a bit of labor to take them all out and put them in. You have to dismount each tire to replace these no matter what. So that's a bit of work there. Prefer to put a quality one in. Job's done right. Don't have to worry about it. Light stays off, right, Brendan?
That's right.
Yeah, super, super good. Do you have a bunch of car shows you want to do now?
I sure do.
Uh-oh, here we go.
So strap yourselves in, because I think we have about like six or seven.
Strap yourselves in.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll start off with the ones that are out in LA so we can get those out of the way. So first is the third annual Classics on the Hill show. And that's going to be benefiting the Fullerton Elks Lodge, number 1993, located at 1400 Elks View Lane in Fullerton, California, up in L.A. Another one in L.A. is the Westside Unity Classic Car Show, and that's going to be located on the Santa Monica Pier itself. And all the proceeds go to help youth services and after-school programming for underserved youth in Santa Monica and Los Angeles County. And that one is nice. September, or so today at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. The other one is the exact same time today, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then we have the Youth Hope Stay in the Park car show. That's going to be today at the Sylvan Park in Redlands from 8 to 2 p.m. And that is a fundraiser to help a program for kids called Youth Hope Foundation. And after that, we go to the LASD Motorsports Car Show, which helps the Lions Automobilia Museum. And that is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. today.
Boy, you got to go to L.A. for a lot of these,
exactly,
huh?
Exactly. I'm almost done. I only got a few more L.A.s, and then we'll get to San Diego. Then the fourth annual Memories of Pomona Custom Car and Bike Show. Today from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Well, I tell you what, you can, not to cut you off there real quick, okay. But you can pick it up here in a second, but yeah. There's a lot to do today car-wise.
It is, yeah.
So good, go ahead with the Pomona one there.
Yeah, that's going to be at the, that's there to help out the Calvary Chapel Pomona Gardens Church. And then after that, we have the Westchester Elks, number 2050, 24th Annual Car Show and Chili Cook-Off. Obviously there to help another Elks Lodge that is from 9 to 3 p.m. today, 8025 West Manchester Avenue in Playa del Rey, California. And then after that, we have Paramount. We have the Heinz Hot Rod and Bike Show. It's the 8th annual one, located on 7812 Andorra Boulevard. And that is to help... It says it's a 501c4 organization.
Mm-hmm.
So it is going to be tax deductible.
Nonprofit.
And good cause too. Then we have, it's the last one actually. Then last one for LA, the Moreno Valley Historical Society Cruise Night and Dine-In Fundraiser. So once again,
Today.
That is today from 4 to 7 p.m. tonight.
There you go.
So now to San Diego, finally. San Diego Automotive Museum is having a cars and coffee show. That will be tomorrow from 7:30 to 9:30.
Yep, they do that regularly. That's a good one. You should get over there, see the museum, and see the people that pull up with their cars.
Absolutely. The iVictory Car and Bike Show in Menifee, and that is going to be at the Victory Calvary Chapel at 28125 Bradley Road. That is from 9 to 2 p.m. today. And lastly, another North County area one is Marietta. They're going to have the Concert of Cars Rally Show, and that is to help the Marietta Mesa Performance Corps. That is today from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. So a lot of car shows, and that specific one, they only want cars from 1985 and older for that one too. So obviously, and there's going to be a ton more next week too. So.
Hey, car shows, good stuff.
Yeah,
always. So you got a lot to do out there today. And now, so this week, one of the car things talking about is how hot it was. It was super hot this week.
Early in the week,
yes. Absolutely. Yeah, we cooled off. And over the weekend, basically. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was hot. Tuesday, it cooled down a bit.
Exactly.
Dropped to 85. And then I think from then on, it kind of we're in the high 70s we've been the rest of the week, right?
Yeah. The heat got taken over to Texas, I heard. So, poor Texas.
Well, they'll live, I'm sure. We all do. Well, is it there right now?
Yes, I think so.
It moves along.
It does. So,
but thank goodness we got rid of it. We needed to get rid of it for them fighting the fires and stuff. We got heat.
Did you hear about Monday? I think I heard that was the worst recorded air quality that we had because of all the smoke and wildfires that were everywhere.
In a long time, I presume.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know if you remember what LA looked like in the 60s and 70s.
It was pretty bad.
The air quality was pretty bad. And actually, every morning on the radio, they would give an air quality reading out to let you know if you should go outside or not back then.
Wow.
It's like a surf report.
I mean, I was going to say they still do that. I know they do the surf reports, obviously, but I think they sometimes say the air quality. But for the most part, they just mostly focus on how the weather is outside and specific, and sometimes the temperature, but not really the air quality.
No, not as much because we've cleaned it up a lot.
Exactly. So,
but
exactly.
Those fires are something else. We have some big fires going, and our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people affected by that, obviously.
Absolutely.
It's close. San Bernardino Mountains up there, you know, Arrow Bear and all that. So I don't believe it made it all the way up to Big Bear, but lot below it.
Just below it. I know I was overhearing.
I saw Highway 330 that burned across it and looks like a moonscape.
Because I was reading a story online. There's a broadcaster. There's a radio station up there, and the guy who owns the station is almost like treating it as like a ship. Basically, he's going to stay up there while everybody else was told to evacuate from that area. So
did he burn down?
No, as far as I know, everything's still okay, and they were able to contain it for the most part.
But he's up in Big Bear, though?
Yeah.
Oh, Big Bear. He's not in the other areas that actually burned down.
No, but this particular studio is just outside of Big Bear.
Oh, gotcha.
So he said, I'm going to stay at the station studio no matter what. And I was like, you're crazy.
Well, until it burns down and you're gone, then you won't be there. Nobody will. You got to be very careful. Fire, that stuff moves fast.
Exactly.
But not only does it affect your air quality, this is where this ties in, the air quality of your car. You've been driving around in those areas, like there's a private fire company that does a lot of different things that we service vehicles for here and there. And then once they go through an event where they're working, and we call those events, then the cabin filters, the air filters to the motor. A diesel can suck a lot of particulate into a filter. So make sure if you're up around those or dealing with those that you're in a safe spot and get your car serviced after it's over and the filters replaced, because they will collect a lot of that contaminant, especially when the ash gets really heavy. We lived through that here in 2017, I think it was, or seven. Boy, it's, the knock on wood, it's been a while since we've had a crazy fire here in San Diego County, and let's keep it that way. I hope everybody's clearing their brush like they need to and doing the safe things to avoid this, because we surely don't want to see a fire like that or any of those. And like I said, our thoughts and prayers go out to all the people up there dealing with it. But if you've been driving through it, make sure to get your filters replaced and keep your car in good working order. So and wash that stuff off your car too. The soot isn't always a good thing for the paint and everything else.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yes.
It's good stuff. So anyway, all right. So folks, we're going to have to take our last break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Auto Talk. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there when it comes to automotive needs and everything else. We only stock Interstate Batteries for one simple reason. It is the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. Interstate Batteries, battery for every need. If you need a battery for anything other than a vehicle, go to 9345 Cabin Drive in Miramar, La Mesa at 70th and University. If you need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get an appointment set. We'll get you in and get an Interstate installed for you. Get you all in great shape. Good stuff there for sure. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. So, all good. Got a couple things to talk about as we're talking about cost versus price. And really what this comes down to is, all in all, everybody can quote you a price. The cost is what happens afterwards. How many times do you have to bring the vehicle back? Do things fail? Do you have to pay to have it redone? These are all go into the whole gist of the money you spent. And time is important. You know, rental vehicles, towing, all these things add up to make the cost way higher than the price sometimes. So be very cautious about what you're being offered and what you're getting and what the quality is. So as I often say, like we were talking about the transmission previously on a vehicle that the client's not making any sense whatsoever. So make sure and research everything properly if you're going to go down that road. We work really hard to only bring you different quality options at the West Automotive Group so that we know we can stand behind your vehicle nationwide for a minimum of 2 year, 24,000 miles, all the way up to 3 years, 100,000 that we do with different warranties when it comes to transmissions and things like that. So several more, a lot of our transmissions are warranted nationwide for 3 years, 100,000 miles. That covers parts and labor and everything. So, you know, very important. All right, let's see what Bruce has to say. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Remember a few weeks back, you were talking about the hood latch and it being a double latch system for safety?
It's supposed to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point. It's supposed to. Well, in any event, it didn't happen. It didn't work.
Uh-oh, what happened?
The backup. Well, this is in 1965 in the summer, and a friend of mine were coming back from Northern California on U.S. 99 through the Central Valley. That's before the I-5 was in.
Uh-huh.
And, but it is a freeway. And just out of nowhere, no bumps. We were doing the speed limit, probably 55, 65, whatever it was back then. And the hood popped, and then the the second, probably through vibration or whatever. I don't know if this the second latch actually failed, but it did fail in the sense that the hood immediately blew back. And I wasn't driving. My friend was driving. And it was a 65 Chevy, model 150. And he had the same kind of vehicle as me, so I was perfectly good with him driving. But all of a sudden, that hood flew back, and boy,
that's a scary thing.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure we both wet our pants. But anyway, it did not break the windshield.
That is lucky.
The length of the hood meant that it came back and impacted the top of the car above the driver, and so it actually dented the top of the car down.
Probably bent the hood hinges too.
The hood, the hinges were okay, but the hood bent.
Oh, it did bend. Okay.
Yeah, the hood was totaled, and the top of the car would have been a really expensive repair, body shop repair. So yeah, it did happen.
Yeah, often in those cases, it will bend the hood, the hinges, and can break the windshield, like you said, or damage the top of the car. So, it also scare the crap out of you inside the car, because the minute that thing folds back over the windshield, you can't see.
Oh yeah, we both had our head out the window immediately.
Yeah.
We didn't have AC back then in the car, and we had our windows down anyway, so our heads were out the windows, but it was a good safe stop.
Yeah.
And off to the side of the road, but we had our tools with us, and we pulled the hood off just to drive it back.
There you go.
And I was going to also one other thing. It was about EVs, if you're into it, if you have time.
Yeah, and actually we have an EV story too to go along with it after that. But go ahead.
Yeah, so all of the people that have bought the EVs or are intending to buy it, this is to make them feel really good.
Uh-huh.
You go to the Caterpillar website, and you can see what it takes to mine one of those lithium ion mines.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
Okay, so you mentioned this yourself the other day. It's about hauler. The hauler itself, once it's loaded, weighs about 1.3 million pounds.
Uh-huh.
The tires on it are over 13 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to climb upstairs just to drive this hauler around. The hauler, now, that's to move the mining element, the earth, in other words. And the really impressive thing was the model 6060 hydraulic mining shovel,
mm-hmm.
which has a couple diesel engines in it, 3,000 horsepower.
Jeez.
And it just to fill the gas tank up, the fuel, it's diesel.
Uh-huh.
It's about between $5,000 and $10,000 to fill the gas tank up.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and the bucket payload on it is 67 tons. That means one scoop is 67 tons.
Wow.
And the operating weight is 660 tons, and that's over 1.3 million pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you a perspective on these things, you're not going to see them anywhere.
No.
Outside of at the mining site itself, because they have to be assembled on site. And they have to be disassembled just to ship them. There's no truck or railroad or anything that can, including shipping, that can carry the thing while they're...
No, yeah, they assembled. Ship them in pieces, you're right, and put them together in these mining places. Yeah. They do. And although they're used for that, they're also used for other kind of mining, too, as far as that goes. But they're humongous. And to read about those, you know, I mean, I'll say that it just goes back reminding me about reading about that. It's quite amazing what is required to operate those, though.
Well, anyway, bottom line is, I guess it should make you feel good when you buy an EV and make Caterpillar or Hitachi, or, you know, they're made in Sweden, a couple in manufacturers Germany, and a couple in Japan. And the only time you can see the pictures of them, but they're in the mine itself,
mm-hmm.
or you can see them the background photoshopped out, but it was assembled at a mine.
You know, and you can read about that, but you know, really the believe in that is seeing one an actual person. If you were able to go and see, I mean, the astronomical size of this equipment is just amazing.
A 13-foot tire? Come on.
Yeah, it's big. That's somebody standing on each other's shoulders, two normal-sized men. So, yeah, that's quite tall for sure. But
thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Always great to talk to you, Bruce. Have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related. So the thing about that too is all of that has to be figured into your carbon footprint of what it takes to build one of the favorite T cars that Brendan loves so much. But a couple things also why we're on these. So in other words, most electric vehicles have a very large carbon footprint. Same thing with hybrids. Very large carbon footprint. When you figure the cost and the environmental, how much diesel fuel's burned, and then you digging up the ground for these different chemicals, etc. You know, and not chemicals, but they're on the chart. Precious metals what do they call, Brendan?
You're talking about lithium?
Yeah, it's not a precious metal. It's a, when it comes out of the ground, it's a mineral. Minerals. Okay. Yeah, there you go. So that are all on the chart and they use to make these. But all in all, it's expensive. Good listener Steve mentioned something, and which brings it to play. Also last Friday, we had the lithium ion battery storage unit that caught on fire at SDG&E up in Escondido.
Escondido, yes.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. So, and then just recently, September 13th, I think it happened the night before, in the middle of the night, at 2:30 a.m. In Miramar, a facility did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Your Teslas burned to the ground, like four or five of them.
Oh man,
they were destroyed.
I never felt both happier, but also sad because it could definitely be a public health scare too with that.
Well, those batteries, same batteries that are in those battery storage units, lithium ions. And they don't go out very easy. Yeah, once they start burning, they burn. So, they believe somebody started this fire, actually, that they're doing an arson investigation about it. It was at the Tesla repair facility. And I think they were caught on fire, though they were outside the building, the ones that burned to the ground, because there was like four or five of them. Luckily, not inside the building. And like I said, it looks like somebody lit them on fire. And they're investigating it. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. But, not good. Not good as far as that goes. So, there's Brendan's T-word story for today, for sure, when it comes to that. The Tesla getting on fire. And then we had the ion battery. Well, that stuff into the environment is very unenvironmentally friendly for sure, and can be dangerous to folks as far as breathing in that stuff. In Escondido, they evacuated quite a few people away. So if there is a vehicle catches on fire like a Tesla, the lithium ion batteries burning, you want to prevent from inhaling that smoke and contaminate it. It is not good at all. And it is very tough on the body and can be very hazardous to you. So make sure you stay away from that as far as that goes. Okay, we're back to we were talking cost versus price and getting things done. And like one of the things that we're talking about with this is when your vehicle's diagnosed and you're told the price that it's going to be to fix your vehicle right by a quality facility, that is the dollar amount you are quoted, let's say $400 just for argument. Now the cost is totally different if you do not get your vehicle repaired at a quality facility. The cost includes loss of time at work, Your vehicle's not repaired properly, towing, rental cars, I was saying, all these extra things that when you have to do it more than once come out. So you add those all together, and next thing you know, you've now spent the initial estimate at a quality facility such as West Automotive Group was $400. But now with towing and all that stuff and trying to get it fixed and all that, now you're spent $800 to try to get it back to where it needs to be. So just keep in mind, make sure once again, quality facility has a quality warranty nationwide. Using quality parts, they're going to be just making sure you get a good repair on your vehicle. That is one of the biggest things when it comes to this, cost versus price, because otherwise it ends up extremely expensive and frustrating, because if you have to take your vehicle back somewhere, it's never good as far as that goes. And it's not something that you want to have to do. And most people want their vehicle fixed right the first time. Without issues. So, you know, it's not a bad idea to make sure that you do your homework and you're just taking your vehicle to a quality facility first off. And that will, in the long run, save you lots of money for sure. So we've gone over a couple things there. We discussed things in relative to comparing apples to oranges, which I often call it. So just remember, you want to once again, I can't say this enough, and I often say the best money ever spent on any repair is with a qualified technician at a quality facility. No question about it. It will always save you money in the long run from having to throw other components at a car or actually get breaking down and getting stuck because of the same service or repair that you previously had. So it's super important that you make sure and get the vehicle diagnosed properly, repaired properly, and it comes with a great warranty to cover you with peace of mind. Right, Brendan? So,
I can't wait to say it. Correctamundo.
Correctamundo. You've been waiting to say that all day.
I've said that past few weeks, to be honest.
Haven't you? Man, we've been missing out. We were thinking about you and hoping you were going to say it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So yeah, that's kind of the gist of things today. And you know, I often tell folks, if you move into a new area, I know folks listen all over the place, an area you don't know about, AAA website is a great place to go to kind of find a high quality facility around you as far as that goes. And, you know, just good advice as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. You live in San Diego, just come to the West Automotive Group like Brendan does. It'll get you all taken care of.
That's right.
Keep your car running. Did you want to add something real quick?
I could add a few quick news stories. Shout out to my father. He loves the show, The Grand Tour. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's like the guys from, what's that British show where they're trying out all new or all the old cars and then drive it across the country.
Oh, okay. Gumball Rally?
No, not Gumball Rally. No, there's a BBC show.
Oh, okay.
Top Gear.
Top Gear.
It stars
okay.
The same guys. They officially announced that they are breaking up and going on to their own individual projects. So
always happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, my father is going to be very upset with that. But it was a really cool show. It's called The Grand Tour. You can find it on Prime.
I think I've seen it before. Yeah, parts
I would
of
highly,
it, yeah.
highly suggest it. Fiat has officially announced that they are going to be stopping their electric 500e hatchback due to slow sales. They have only sold 204 units here in the United States.
So not worth the build.
And lastly, some really sad news, because I know this guy personally, Ken Block. He passed away in 2023 due to a accident off-roading.
Yes.
His car company, Hoonigan, had just announced that they had to file for bankruptcy, citing $1.2 billion in debt. There is an aftermarket wheel company that's looking to buy them out.
Gotcha.
So we'll see what happens from there. But pretty sad. And you know, I talked to Ken Block's family too.
I was going to say, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Yeah, yeah.
That's tough. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Always good. All right. Well, that's going to wrap it for us coming up here. San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and shiny side up. Remember to tune in next week. We'll be back live 7 to 8 a.m. Auto Talk Radio as always. And we will have another great topic to go over, plus answering your questions when you call in. So, folks, be safe. Have a great weekend. Until next Saturday, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170.
answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.